Welcome to the RICO 12 Shares podcast. This is an open to all addictions and afflictions sharing meeting. If you would like to record a share or a recovery prayer for RICO 12 Shares, please go to www.rico12.com/shares and follow the links there or click on the link in the show notes. RICO 12 Shares is not a dumping ground for problems, nor is it a place for storytelling. RICO 12 Shares is not a place for crosstalk or contacting others. RICO 12 Shares is not a place to promote or proselytize any products, services, or specific religions. RICO 12 Shares is a place to share and hear the solution, your experience, strength, and hope. RICO 12 Shares is a short, shares-only meeting closed out with a recovery prayer that is recorded by any one of our participants or audience members. The RICO 12 family of recovery services is supported by participants and listeners. To become a supporter, what we call a RICO 12 spearhead, please go to www.rico12.com/support or click on the link in the show notes. It is now time to share.
RICO 12 shares.
My name is Julian. I am a grateful recovering sex addict. But more importantly, I am a child of a loving God, for which I am grateful to be growing and improving that relationship. Today, I just wanted to share some thoughts that have come to me recently. I had a conversation with a brother who reached out to me and shared with me how he is, he's been living in recovery for quite a while, just been going to meetings. He's been doing what his sponsor asks, and he's been reaching out to people. And he asked me, and I asked him about his commitment to recovery, and he shared, "Well, I'm doing all these things. Doesn't that prove that I'm committed to recovery?" And for me, I had to think about my own experience. Today is 627 days of sobriety for myself, and which is quite a milestone for me. 10 days ago, I surpassed my longest stint of sobriety that I previously had. And as I reflect about where I was back in 627 days ago, where I used to have 617 days of sobriety, I thought of, where was I at? Where was my commitment to recovery at that point? I was going to meetings. I was going to 3 meetings a week. I think at that point I was sponsoring 5 or 6 guys at that time. I was, I had gone through the 12 steps with my sponsor. And so I was convinced that I was living recovery and I was doing it well because, that's what it looked like to me. Obviously I had a relapse and that proved that I wasn't committed to recovery. And why was that? And so as I have looked back in the last 627 days and reflected about my last period of sobriety, I see that the problem was not that I wasn't willing to do some of the things. It was that I wasn't willing to apply all of the things. I had gone through the 12 steps, but I didn't really internalize it in my life, especially one day at a time. And so I just figured I went through the steps. I did it with my sponsor and I was good. Like, yeah, I know I got to keep going to meetings. I still got to connect with people. I still got to sponsor people. But internally, I was still at war with myself. I was still drawn to things that would make me escape life. I wasn't fully trusting in my higher power. I was still trusting my own will and way of how to do things. And so now in the last 627 days, I've learned that my commitment to recovery needs to be much deeper than just those surface things that show that I'm checking off the box. I need to be one day at a time. I need to be checking in with God. I need to see within myself what is going on that I need to give my whole self to you. And as I've seen that, as I've done that, one day at a time, it has been miraculous to see how God has changed my life for the better. And it's not just the surface stuff anymore. It's much deeper. And because I give more of myself and I strive every day, all of myself over to my higher power, it's been miraculous what he has done with me. He's done things that I would have never imagined that he could have done for me. And so I am grateful to be where I'm at right now in recovery. And for that conversation to recognize that my commitment to recovery needs to be much deeper than just checking boxes off. I need to be in the solution one day at a time with my higher power. And with that, I will take another 24.
Rico 12 shares.
Hi, my name is Lynette, and I'm a sex, love, and codependent addict, recovering one day at a time in this program. I feel very blessed to be here to share my experience, strength, and hope, and mainly the solution. The Big Book gives us directions and literally is a roadmap of instructions on how to live in the 12 steps. Today, I'm going to touch on step 10. For me, step 10 is reflecting on my day at the end of the night and taking that inventory of how I showed up in my life for the day. As addicts, we don't always take these instructions, but when we do, we find that life takes on new meaning. It takes work to hold yourself accountable for your thoughts and behavior, not only to yourself, but to others and God. Being able to ask ourselves, were we resentful today? Were we thinking only of ourselves most of the time? This helps us to see where we are still allowing ourselves to run the show. I look forward now to doing my 10th step, getting to see where I'm still relying on myself or being selfish or self-seeking. Taking a review of my day and seeing where I could have done better and taking that inventory to do better tomorrow. I do as the Big Book says on page 86. Be careful not to drift into worry, remorse, or morbid reflection, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. After making our review, we ask God's forgiveness and inquire what corrective measures should be taken. We don't shame or beat ourselves up anymore. We simply hand it over to God. Being honest was something I was not used to. With step 10, I no longer am keeping secrets that would derail my program. And I say program versus recovery because I never know what the next day will bring forward. I do know I have tools and God to rest upon versus my self-will.
Rico 12 shares.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I'm addicted to lust and love, and I am helpless over these things. I've discovered that after decades of secretly acting out and doing things that are contrary to my belief system. Through the grace of my higher power and his love and the support and the wisdom and the concern and the care of a lot of great people, I have found that life is better when I am connected to my higher power and when I'm living in a way that's in accordance with my values. And you know, the 12 steps have been crucial in helping me to realize that, helping me to walk out of the shadows of shame and realize I'm a human being. And so I'm extremely grateful for those who have gone before, the brave souls who have paved the way and who are continuing to stand at the roadside and help the rest of us who are trying to get through this and live a way in a way that is really the way that our higher powers has intended us to live.
Rico 12 shares.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Roz R, and I just want to share that the Rico 12 audios have changed my life and my recovery. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad to be living in the Spirit of God and in the Big Book and having so many wonderful contacts that I could turn to and that I can grow and become the person that God has meant me to be. My recovery has come like a long way, a really long way since I've discovered the spiritual gangsters facet of the OA, actually not just OA, but of all the addiction programs. It's a wonderful place to grow up and to learn how to live in the moment, to live in the day, and to help others. The biggest factor that was missing in my life was helping others. So I'm here, and I'm here to help.
Rico 12 shares.
I'm Zach. I am grateful to be a recovering addict, and I'm a good person worthy of recovery, son of God, and no better or worse than any other person on the planet. And I just have an insight about page 68 of the Big Book. It's been really helpful to me. The fear, this is the page that talks about fear and self-reliance versus relying on God. And for the longest time, I thought anxiety was my enemy. So I was, I would have this anxiety about my job that I was going to teach piano lessons. And I was constantly worried about this job and thinking that I need to quit my job. I'd fantasize about quitting, and I'm a fantasy addict. So that's part of, I would just fantasize about leaving the job and finding something else different that's going to be better. The grass is greener. It's the if only-ism. If only I had a different job, then my life would be perfect. And I would get all of this anxiety, and then I would think, oh, I'm feeling so much anxiety, so then I would want to quit my job even more. And it was like this feedback loop where more anxiety would cause even more anxiety, and then I'm fantasize more about quitting my job, and then that would cause even more anxiety. But the insight that I had is that the anxiety is not the enemy. The enemy is self-centeredness and being disconnected from God. That's the enemy. That's the problem. Anxiety is just the messenger. So the gift that the anxiety was giving me is it was letting me know that I'm, and this is where page 68 of the Big Book comes in, that if I'm anxious or if I'm afraid, did not I myself set the ball rolling? And wasn't it because we asked ourselves why we had these fears? This is what I'm paraphrasing what the page says. Wasn't it because I was relying on myself instead of on God? So bingo, that anxiety is like my best friend now, because the anxiety is telling me, hey, Zach, you're relying on yourself right now. Oh my gosh, you're right, anxiety. Thanks for letting me know. Because otherwise, I would just keep going along my daily life. So I realized the answer was to show up to my job and to practice the principles of the 12 steps at my job. And what that means is, how can I be of maximum service to my piano students? And when I do that, when I show up, and the page 68 also says we're here to play the role God assigns. So I don't have to prove if I'm a good enough teacher, if I have a good enough job, or if I make enough money. That's all just self-seeking. All I need to do is show up and be like, I know that I'm a worthwhile person already. So all I need to do is show up and take this on as a challenge to see how I can help my students. And as I've done that, it's changed my life. I want to go to work now. And as a bonus, it happens to be something that I get paid for, but that's not what it's about. It's about showing up for my piano students. And I firmly believe that I can do that in any situation, not just at work, and that my anxiety is helping me. It's one of my best teachers, because it helps me to be aware of when I'm not relying on God anymore. I'm relying on myself, going into perfectionism. I'm going into trying to prove that I'm good enough. And the anxiety is reminding me to rely upon infinite God rather than my finite self. And just to ask God, what would you have me be? And with that, I'll pass.
It is now time to close the RICO 12 Shares meeting. If you wish to share some of your recent experience, strength, and hope, or have insights that you've gained from other speakers or other meetings, please follow the links in the show notes to our website and submit a recorded share there. You can also become a RICO 12 spearhead and financially support these projects by clicking on the support link in the show notes. Thanks. We will now launch off into the rest of our day with a prayer.
My name is Ashley S., and I'm a recovered sexaholic, lustaholic, and codependent. This is one of my favorite prayers that was passed to me, and I was told to use this prayer whenever I was in trouble. It works. God, speak to me. Your humble servant, Ashley, listens. Holy Spirit, take action. I am now ready.
Keep coming back. It works when you work it. So work it. You are worth it.